Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
I'm just a bachelor. Heard this one at a wedding this weekend. Classic wedding song. It's one of those ones you can play at a reception, and it's a little dirty, but, you know, the old folks don't get too riled up about it, Doug. You know what I mean?
Well, you shouldn't have dirty music.
Well, you gotta have a little something late in the night to get people's juices flowing.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
Jay, help me out here.
You gotta help your single friends
out at the wedding.
A little something to get kick-started.
A little appetizer.
It all leads to the dumbing down of America. People went just fine. They were just fine having parties.
Having brass bands at the wedding.
Enjoying themselves many, many times for 100 years without dirty, nasty music. We don't need it.
This isn't really dirty as much as it is suggestive. I mean, there's a little. It's kind of clever, you know? Ride my pony. It could appeal to kids, but there's a deeper meaning for adults.
I don't think it's necessarily meant for kids.
It's kind of like Toy Story or something. It's got deeper themes.
No.
It can appeal to a wide audience. A wide audience has reacted. People are fired up about these blues sweaters, guys. And they were upset we didn't point out that it also, along with the Florida Lee, includes the confluence of the rivers. So there's a river theme
there. By Alton.
Yes. So that's also important.
Do people think the team will play better with the new jersey?
No, I think they're lining up to spend a lot of money on the new jerseys.
Right, that's all it is.
Okay.
I haven't seen them yet.
What do you mean? Doug's big channel hasn't done a special?
Well, maybe they did. I was off yesterday, so I didn't see it yesterday.
Well, you're not keeping up with the news. You got to be tuned in all the time, Doug.
No, yesterday I didn't. But I'm anxious to see it. I haven't seen it on social media or anywhere.
The Hills Have Thighs says, the city flag on the inside of the jersey is so authentic, it actually has real stray bullet holes in it.
Okay, knock it off, city.
Well, that would actually help the breathability of the mesh, I would think, to have some ventilation. That way you don't get Marian Hossa when you have the skin condition that makes you retire.
Mm.
Have you heard about that?
Yeah.
What is it?
I read the Deadspin article about how, like, the convenience.
It's a serious deal.
It is. Like, he was so allergic to equipment that apparently from his, like, neck down to his, like, knees or thighs is, like, his skin is getting, like, chafed. His first layer of skin is getting, like, chafed off.
He's been playing forever. Did this just happen?
I think he's been dealing with it, and they've been giving him, like, steroid shots and all this stuff to try to help it, and they've basically told him, we can't keep giving you these treatments. Yep. Like, it's bad for you at some point, so you're either going to have to stop wearing
this. The pain, I think, is similar to shingles or something along the line, where your skin is so sensitive.
Blood and pus and all kinds of gross stuff.
You know who had that problem, Jay, remember?
Who?
Boo Weekly.
Yeah.
When he first came out, he had to wear sweatpants.
Yes, he did.
He couldn't wear, like, golf slacks.
Right.
They irritated him.
I think apparently is more prevalent in like the 70s, and they had a name for it. They called it the gunk.
I don't think they called it the gunk.
They called it the gunk.
I don't think.
Was it like
I've read stories about this.
It's like infantigo? Is that what
Well, that's something you can get.
The gunk.
You can get that from high school wrestling. Infantigo.
Oh, I don't
doubt it.
And oozing rash. It's not like a, I don't think it's like a rash. It's like more of almost like a ringworm kind of situation.
I think they put that on Tinder when you're describing yourself on Tinder.
What?
Are you honest about that?
What, having the gunk?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think anybody on Tinder would have that.
It's not the first line you put on your profile.
Blue eyes, gunk.
I did like the articles came out. I think Deadspin did one. I think a couple other somebody else did one about how it's very convenient for the Blackhawks for Hossa to retire. I think it brings off like $7 million, $6 million off the books that they were in desperate need of.
So they're talking. He's one of their best players.
Conspiracy theory.
They poisoned his equipment.
No, they're saying that they encouraged him to use this as a reason to retire so they can have the cap space.
Correct.
I don't know if I'm...
You are right about the gunk. It's been validated. It's an oozing rash.
And there's nothing that you can do to...
That's what they say.
They say, like, if you're walking around not playing hockey, you're fine.
Yeah.
If you put on your hockey uniform, it doesn't matter whether it's... It doesn't matter whether you have saran wrap between it or they said that he's tried to put towels in between it. He's changed his undergarments between every period. Nothing can help it.
Huh. And the only time he has problems is with hockey equipment.
Well, I guess it's probably the only equipment he wears. I don't know that he's tried it out with other equipments. But, yeah, it's something about the either the sweat or the material or I don't know. It's a bizarre situation, but it apparently happens with some hockey players.
Huh. I've not heard that.
They said he's...
In the 70s, it says there were about 40 players that had to retire because of the gunk. I'm serious.
Really?
Yeah.
Just in the hockey equipment.
That's what it said.
So there's some chemical that's in there that's that they're having a reaction to.
Well, it's got to be that or some sort of like the sweat irritation or something.
Hockey's not the only time you sweat. You sweat doing other things,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, maybe it's the compression of the or the makeup of the pads. I mean, I don't know. And it sounds like it's not as big of a deal now as it has been in the past because I'm sure there's better hygiene and more breathable equipment and all this stuff. But I guess once you have it, it doesn't really ever go away.
Tom Reed, who is was a broadcaster, he may still be. I don't follow it that closely. Minnesota North Stars are now the Wild. He was a Minnesota North Star, and in 1978, he had to retire after an 11-year career because of the gunk. Reed estimated
should have picked a better name.
Reed estimated that at least 40 players retired of it. It took away a layer of skin from his neck to his waist, and he said it was caused by what he said was a combination of friction and sweat.
Mm. But now the hockey players aren't the only ones wearing protective equipment. The football players wear similar equipment.
It seems to be kind of focused in on the world of the NHL.
Which would lead you to believe that there's something specific to hockey equipment. Maybe
it's also the temperatures, too. You know, maybe it's the combination of sweating in the cold. I mean, I don't know. Maybe we should get a doctor. Pazzi, could you arrange an interview with a dermatologist?
Come on and talk about the gunk.
I think that's a good call. Another good call we have joining us now on the phone lines, Brian Curtis. He's the editor-at-large for TheRinger.com. He had an interesting column. He writes the media column for them. Has covered a ton of interesting topics, talked to a lot of influential broadcasters, and written some great stuff. We're happy to have him. Now, his latest is called All the World's a Studio Show, and he kind of examines the rise and continued success of the typical studio show where you have some panelists, you have guys talking. Why has it still worked? It worked in the beginning of the TV. It works now. People are even doing them online at some of the lesser known sporting sites. What makes it all go? We're going to ask Brian Curtis right now. Brian, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
We do a lot of we do like 5% sports on this show, and then there's like probably like 90% just ridiculous discussion, and then like 5% media take. So we're interested. There's going to be a lot of draft coverage, stuff like that coming up with the NBA, NHL draft. You examine kind of why does this format still work? What made you want to write about it, and what did you find out?
Well, I think just as a media watcher and as a sports fan, you know, I remember watching the NFL Today in 1985 and having my studio host on the left and my expert panelists on the right, and, you know, them flipping to reporters who were on the scene bringing us the latest news. And what's so funny to me is you flip on the web now, whether it's this, you know, Yahoo's The Vertical Draft Show or some of the various things on Sports Illustrated's website or even on The Ringer's website, by the way, and it's the same show. It's the same studio show. It's a host, it's a couple of experts, and they're going to people in the field. And it just kind of struck me that somehow we've, you know, raced so far ahead into the future, but we're still sort of consuming sports in exactly the same way. And that just intrigued me, and I wanted to kind of figure out why that was.
Why is it? And I'm just curious, what do you think that they're not doing, or do you think in the evolution that they've missed? Because I was probably 10 years earlier with Brent Musburger, Irv Cross, Jimmy the Greek, and Phyllis George, and you know, to me, that the better part of that was that it was 30 minutes. Now some of these pregame shows are 2 and 3 hours, and to me it becomes just minutia.
Yeah, it's a real time fill, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean,
it just kind of goes, it's kind of like we need an hour of content, and how are we going to do this? How many wacky things can we do? How many, you know, tear-jerking feature pieces can we squeeze in there? You know, a couple of things for the reason it's gone over to the web. I think number one is probably just a failure of imagination. And, you know, all of us who are working say, well, what do? I don't know, let's have a studio show. And even at The Ringer, we don't just have post-game shows for, like, you know, a baseball game or a big football game. We have post-game shows for, like, an episode of Game of Thrones. There's now, like, a post-game show for everything. I think on my SiriusXM, there's a post-game show, like a formal post-game show for every episode of Howard Stern. Let's just talk about what just happened. Okay, let's break it down. I just find that funny. I think the other thing is the internet really, there's this kind of, you know, I don't know quite how you describe it, but the internet wants to be TV. You know, we want to be, you know, have a nice expensive set. We want to all be sitting there and, you know, kind of chatting amiably about what just happened in sports or pop culture or whatever it is. And I think a lot of these websites are probably saying, well, how can we look like a TV set? How can we look like that old CBS TV set? And that's kind of where they wind up in all this.
What do you make of Twitter and all this? Because ESPN's going to do the NBA draft tonight, and they're going to be acting like these picks are a big surprise when the commissioner reads them up at the lectern. But meanwhile, Adrian Wojnarowski will have already broken it, probably, and then had the next two picks on his own show that's not sanctioned by the league. How is the ESPNs of the world handling this? Because obviously the NBA is not going to let them break this news. They want it to be presented by their commissioner, yet real fans really find value in wanting that information 5 minutes before they see it on their TV screen.
You know, it's fascinating, isn't it? Wojnarowski really reminds me of, like, pirate radio broadcasts, like when Wolfman Jack used to, you know, go across the Mexican border so he could have, like, a, you know, a stronger radio signal than he was allowed to in the United States and blow everybody away. You're right. I mean, last year the Yahoo broadcast starts 30 minutes before the draft, and they already have the first two picks of the draft filled in on the board. Because they've already broken them, even though the picks won't be announced for another 30 minutes. I think it's really hard for ESPN. And by the way, I think the way ESPN has dealt with this is to reportedly hire Adrian Wojnarowski and add him to the staff. You know, this will be his last draft if everything we've heard reported is true, and he'll be joining ESPN. So I think what the conclusion they eventually came to is if we can't beat this guy, if he's disrupting our draft to use the technology verb there, let's just hire him and make him part of the cast, and then maybe he'll do what we want and announce the picks as we announce them.
So I guess the reason you would try to disrupt the draft, try to get the picks before everybody else, is to somehow monetize it, and I guess maybe that's how he's monetizing it, is with a job with someone else.
Well, a job with ESPN, because they want him to stop doing it, part of the reason.
You would think.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's millions. I think the gold at the end of the rainbow is millions of dollars. But, you know, I think probably first he saw it as, this is my competitive advantage. This is how I make my name as a journalist, to break all the news and not worry about when the NBA wants me to break the news.
I suppose we wouldn't have all these studio shows and the internet shows unless somebody was making money out of it. Don't you think that pretty much drives it all?
Yeah, I mean, I think when a website goes to a big advertiser like Ford and says, we'd love you to sponsor our web video, it's probably a lot easier to sell them on a studio show, which is a format they're familiar with, than to say, oh, Brian's going to, you know, hold his iPhone and run around the bowels of a stadium or something like that. And they go, ooh, that sounds awful. Yeah. But if you tell them all your favorite writers are going to be, in relatively nicely dressed and sitting on a set that looks fairly professional and talking about the news of the day, they say, yeah, I understand that. We'll give you some money, sure.
Do you think there's an appetite for someone to do something different? You mentioned how we've all kind of copied each other in terms of what goes on TV and how it's playing online. Is there an opportunity there for someone to say, look, let's do something different and see if we can shake up the mold a little bit?
Certainly. And I think you see little bits of that on, you know, websites like Vice. This is a little bit out of the sports world. You know, they've been kind of anti-studio show. Maybe if you dare venture over into Barstool Sports, you see, you know, different kinds of things, or at least very, very different kind of ideas about the studio show. But, you know, I think that's one of those things. It's like television. Didn't somebody say once, imitation is the most sincerest form of television? And now imitation is the sincerest form of web video. And it's going to take somebody who really has some guts and some smart ideas to kind of break out of that mold.
I wanted to shift gears a little bit. Last year, you wrote a story called, it was a column called The St. Louis Blues, What Happened to the Media the Rams Left Behind. And
yes.
I'm curious, have you been monitoring at all how the Rams are playing in L.A.? We made a lot here about the TV ratings out there last year and how for the first couple games they had better TV ratings in St. Louis than they did in L.A., and then by the end of the year, nobody was watching them. How do you think the Rams' reintroduction to Los Angeles has gone from a terms of like fan perspective and following?
you'd really have to look for any signs of life out here. I mean, you really would. And the only reason the Rams look better now is because absolutely nobody cares about the Chargers, and maybe 10 people care about the Rams. So if you compare them, I think the Rams probably win, but it's they barely win. You know, it's been really, really funny. The newspaper, the LA Times, has done a great job of doing lots of coverage. You hear, you know, stuff on sports radio, but, you know, in whatever sense you measure excitement and fan excitement, it just seems like there's almost none. And there's certainly no kind of civic pride around the Rams or ownership of the Rams. Now, of course, they were horrible last year. an experience St. Louis knows all too well. And so, you know, at the end of the day, really, who would care about a season like that? But it's just really funny to me. I actually went to the preseason opener last year at the Coliseum, and some things were striking. One, it was totally sold out, and it was really exciting. Two, oddly, about half the people showed up in Raiders jerseys.
Nice.
Which making you wonder which team they really wanted back in L.A. And three, I smelled marijuana in the stands, which is the first time I've ever done that in an NFL game.
Yeah.
That was a first. In the tailgate, yes, but not actually in the seats at the 50-yard line. That was kind of funny.
Maybe more people would have gone to games at the Dome if they would have let people smoke pot in there.
You'd have needed them the last couple of years.
It would have given something better to do than watch the
dull the pain,
than
right?
Watch the team. I get the sense that they don't want a lot of attention right now. I mean, they don't really want all eyes on them until they open this new stadium, and you know that's going to take a year longer than they thought because they didn't factor in for the rain while digging the stadium halfway into the earth because it's too close to the airport.
That's fraud. We know how to pump water out of a muddy hole. There's something else going on.
Well, we do here in the Midwest.
Oh,
I don't know if they know how to do that out in L.A.
Oh, they could have pumped water out of a hole.
The freeway when it rains in L.A.
Let me ask you conversely, Brian, here in our town, and I get a little frustrated with it, is some of the continued coverage of the Los Angeles Rams. I know there's still a large group of people that follow the Rams in Los Angeles. I shouldn't say large, but a group of people that follow them. But it seems like when anything breaks with the Rams, we got to get a story on it or a St. Louis perspective. And I wonder when that will run out.
That's a good question, right? And is it when anything happens to the Rams, not just something bad happens to the Rams?
Yeah, it's pretty much whenever anything happens on the Rams.
I think the most attention is paid to when they screw something up,
that's
which is
true,
basically every day. I mean, when Kevin Dimoff goes and does a Facebook Live and immediately gets shut down by people who are still mad online in St. Louis, and they have to cut it early, it seemed like. Mm-hmm. Or when they announce the new uniforms, and they literally are the ugliest uniforms you ever see. I mean, it's not like we're trying. It's right there every
single day.
That's
the only passion with the whole franchise is, God, we hate this franchise.
Well, that's what it is here, but I don't know that in Los Angeles it's anything. I think that's what the point is. Like, it's not like Los Angeles is going, stop making fun of our team. They're going, why are you guys following this team that we don't even follow? But I do think it's going to dwindle over time. Dimoff, because of how he handled things here, he's going to continue to be a target. Kroenke will always be despised, but especially with Fisher being out now, I think the actual team, the performance of the team, will not be something that people care about here, good, bad, or indifferent.
It'll just be the hijinks of ownership in the front office and that kind of stuff.
Right, and there'll be plenty of that.
I think these things are pretty related to the appetite to read about them, right, or hear about them. I don't think it'll go on a second longer
than people
actually care. I mean, I remember in Houston, I grew up in Texas, there was a guy who wrote kind of an Oilers column for like a year in the paper thereafter. And then, you know, after a year, 2 years, it was kind of like, we're done. And even the nasty stuff, even the nostalgia of the market kind of dried up for it, and he quit.
Yeah, I think I got a lot of traffic last year out of, like, weekly. I do the stupidest thing the Rams did this week column for the website, and you'd be amazed.
One.
Oh, yeah, I'd do like a power. If there were a lot, I'd do a power ranking.
Okay.
And it played, I mean, I really played well, and it was fun to write. But now I don't think, I mean, I won't do that this year. I really lost steam once Fisher got fired because there was so much angst directed at him. So I think it kind of wears out over time. But Kroenke is so bad and so prevalent that there will always be a market for him, as you're seeing with the Arsenal team. I mean, people just love to hate the guy, so we'll see how long it lasts. Brian, thanks so much for making the time for us, man. We really appreciate it. We encourage people to check out the column, All the World's, a studio show, and your work at The Ringer as well.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll catch up with you. That's Brian Curtis, editor-at-large for TheRinger.com.
Michael's flooring. outlet is now open. Michael's Flooring Outlet.com. They're in Dardenne Prairie. Come see the new awesome location. They've got huge savings on most everything in the store. Come check it out for yourself. Check out the Mohawk Smart Strand Silk with DuPont Serona, Doug. DuPont Serona.
Okay.
They've also got the opportunity for you to check out the competition and then come see them because they'll beat it. So bring on the competition or bring in their bid and they will beat it. They say bring it in.
Okay.
They want it brought in.
I imagine they would like a shot.
They're looking for a fight.
Apparently they do. When you think of Michaels, you should think local. Michaels has been local in St. Louis for over 20 years. There are four convenient locations, St. Charles County, West County, North County, and now the new one, Dardenne Prairie.
Oh. Well, that would be four locations.
That's what I said. There are four locations.
And they're looking to rumble.
They're looking. It's kind of like the Jets and the Sharks.
Okay. Well, that's where I'm going.
Plowsy is online ordering Rams tickets. You heard there's a lot of weed smoking going on out
well,
there.
Well, Plowsy's taking
he's
a little,
never been a bigger fan of the Rams than he is
Plowsy
right now.
Plowsy and I are taking a tad bit of a beating at the G8 Summit Facebook page because we talked a little bit about it.
I don't.
We never said where.
Wait, so hold on. Time out. 1 second.
We didn't
you
say
guys
it.
Have your own Facebook page?
Yeah, we don't, private... the summit. Though.
Now, what is the address for that? So if you want to request to join, how can you do that?
I can't say anything.
There are 24 that. Hours in a day, 13 Hot Shots locations, and we give the day of its existence, and that's going to give people the opportunity to what? Drive all day at any time.
People wouldn't do it.
I get it's a secret society, and I love every single person on it.
I do too.
Let's be honest. I messed up the first one. This is not a mess up. I'm sorry.
We've given nothing away. Nothing.
Doesn't Hot Shots have a location where there's a private banquet room or something you could just kind of sequester yourself?
We like
off.
To be out with the people, though.
Except the people that would like to join you. You don't want to be with them.
Yeah.
Well, there are some people, I'm being told now via the Facebook page, that there's some new people being considered.
Really?
Yeah.
It could be growing. I guess if you were looking to crack the code, you might call Hot Shots and say, hey,
is the G8 Summit there?
Well, not something that blatant, but maybe something along the lines of, hey, I'm calling with the summit. We wanted to bring in some signage. Could I come early
and
put a poster up? And if they say, yeah, come on out, then you'll know.
The Hot Shots employees have no idea what the summit is. So you
why would they? It's eight guys sitting around a table.
You. What are you going to call each Hot Shots? Do you have a table of eight with one guy in a GIMP mask?
Well, that would be pretty easy to spot.
How many people do you think are going to crash this little get-together?
And who wants to? If you're not wanted, why would you want to go somewhere
where you're not invited?
Oh, wow. That's not
Well, I made
nice.
A suggestion. If you have it on my patio, then nobody's getting in that is supposed to be there. They show
up. Well, I don't know that your patio's big enough, is it?
But it's lousy with lesbians. No,
we would really offend the... Well, we probably wouldn't offend the lesbians.
No, I can fit 10, 12 chairs on my patio.
You're inviting the Goob 11 or the...
G8
group, the G8
Everybody in there I like, they can come over. Well, there's really nobody on the fan page I don't like except
Same
for that.
Same here.
Gianni Finelli idiot.
Did you have an interaction on the patio?
Who's that?
Who's Gianni Finelli?
Oh my god!
This guy just wants to go. Everything I put, he rips.
Blocking.
And he's not having.
But Diggy doesn't take it personally or anything.
No. The other guys like the CJ6. They're just having fun. I enjoy their stuff. They're just having fun. This guy truly is just a dick.
I can say that.
Nice.
Mike Lee has posted on the fan page that he was on Radio 920 today. He talked with Carly.
Yeah.
He does mention he was on Radio 590, but he doesn't mention any names.
No. We don't have a Carly.
Okay. Wow.
No. If you put a dress on, he'll mention you.
Oh, okay.
You're not a chick.
Apparently, it's also National Onion Rings Day. Have you guys heard
today
about this?
No, I have not heard that.
Apparently, we've been asleep at the wheel, says one.
Well, look
one
out
listener.
The urinals at Kirkwood Brewhouse.
The urinals at Kirkwood Brewhouse are going to have grease stains on the handles by the time this day's over.
No one's really.
You got a power ranking of onion rings? Anybody
in town?
Or let's start there.
Charcoal House.
Yeah, Charcoal House. I'd go right there. Good play, Iggy.
They're huge. They put them on their fillets.
Ranch.
All their steaks. They put them on there.
No ketchup.
I don't think I've had an onion ring in 15 years.
Well, you're not living right.
Today's the day. If you're going to have one today, literally would be the day.
It doesn't even come up very often. You're not in very many places where you're going to order onion rings, are you?
Depends if you want an onion ring. A lot of places have them. Carl's has good onion rings.
I think onion rings are our little misunderstood friend.
You think?
Yeah.
Do you think they should get more attention?
It seems like maybe they should. They are good. I never even think about it. I don't see
fries any... are way beyond them.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah, not even in a category.
I don't see other people ordering a lot of onion rings.
Well, you can't get onion rings. My problem is you can't get onion rings and fries, and I prefer fries.
That's a fair assessment. So
I don't dislike onion rings, but every
time I'm in a spot to order them, but you always go fry over onion ring.
I'm faced with rings or fries, and I usually want fries, and also the rings are a little more expensive usually.
Usually the rings are.
It's a tough call.
St. Charles Lanes has good onion rings.
St. Charles Lanes.
Yeah. You go to the bowling alley.
For onion rings. Nothing better than bowling alley food.
Delicious.
If you happen to be at St. Charles Lanes, order the onion rings.
Yep.
Well, maybe you go for the rings.
Tell them I said hi.
What kind of onion rings they have at Hito?
I don't believe I've ever seen an onion. Well, I take that back because we had a Viagra party and we started hanging them.
A Viagra party.
Wait. I'll come up with that.
Your journalistic.
That one out.
It's a ring toss game.
The ring toss.
Okay, sit out. You better sit out this one, Ben Fred.
I sit this one out. Yeah,
Ben.
I've already
Fred
been.
Ixon.
Been on thin ice today. I think.
Okay, that's the end of the show.
Yeah, I put Lady Beercats and Beercats as far as GR group.
River de Pere yacht captain says onion
GR
ring,
group?
Onion ring on the burger, fries on the side, best of both worlds.
That's not a bad.
What do you mean GR group? Hold on, I want to go. When Lady Bearcats gets talked about, like
Well, there's now a whole huge post about
the summit,
us outing the summit, and
which we didn't out.
Plowsy was called out by
I understand
Deke Dotem actually that you can't join or send in applications,
and now he's asking if two people can
and
join.
Now he's asking for and both should be there, brother right. Hebert and the other guy. Forgot who it was. South County.
Oh, South County Town.
No.
South County who?
There were two people he said.
KG and O-Town.
Yeah, KG and O-Town. But I said, how about Beercats and LBC?
Well, I think that'd be a great play.
So that's three. We're talking about addition of like up to 10 people.
And by the way, we were reaching for content. These like 2-minute video submissions was a joke.
I'm not joking.
I'm hoping people kind of understand that like. Some of these things are just a topic filler, so...
I got a Snapchat.
You can't backpedal now. You said if people want to join the summit to send a video no longer of 2 minutes
right.
to you or Deke, and also additionally, if you're looking for some extra momentum, post it on the fan page. That's what I heard.
That's what I heard also.
I did not say at all. I never said make it public. And now I feel bad for Deke if he gets a bunch of messages about some weirdo.
Look, I wouldn't feel bad
heavy,
for Deke for
Heavy
anything.
Is the head
He's
that wears the crown.
Hero.
He's not an American hero.
Yeah, he is.
He's on the front of your book, Doug. Your son put a photo of the man that you hate on the front of a book and gave it to you as a Father's Day gift. That's how much Deke is in your life.
Deke is not in my life.
He's in your life.
He'll never be in my life.
You can't get away from him.
Well, I can get away from him, and I have. I've suspended him indefinitely. There, we're away from him.
And I want to be as close to him as I can be.
Why?
Well, tantric levels of closeness?
He's got a nice friend.
He's got a nice friend.
Yep.
I had lunch with them when they were in town.
Did you guys get onion rings?
Lucky.
Not really lunch. We had coffee at Starbucks.
That doesn't count as lunch.
Yeah, we didn't eat, so I don't even know why I said lunch.
See, this is what happens when you say that. That gives people ammo for saying your stories are made up.
No. I just corrected myself.
They
went to lunch after that. We met at Starbucks at about 10 o'clock in Westport and had coffee.
Are the
Maybe they had a scone. I don't know.
I don't count a scone as lunch. It's more of a breakfast.
We had coffee.
Snack.
Go ahead, text in that I'm lying again. We had coffee.
Do you count the blooming onion as an onion ring? Because I do like the blooming onion.
I don't count it as a ring proper. No.
It's not a fry. It's not a fry though.
It's a ring family.
The Michelob fine family of Michelob beers.
Geometry will tell you that it's not a ring. It's a straight.
It's a string.
Straight line.
What about the onion strings? Is that more of a fry?
It's more of an onion straw. Thank you, Iggy. It's an onion straw.
You can't lump them in, huh?
No, ring has got a little more meat to it than those little strings.
And a lot of times when you pull the straw out of there, you pull the breading off.
And that's so the best part.
That's what I don't like about onion rings.
So
my one complaint is that when you bite the ring and you go to pull, that all the onion comes out and it leaves the batter in your hand.
That's the part
hand.
That's good for
that's
you.
That's fine, but the batter is the best, so.
I know, but I don't like to eat the onion without
Why
the batter.
Why don't they just do batter
the
without
onion
ring?
To break apart when I bite into it.
Who needs the onion?
Why don't you just do... Batter.
Batter rings.
Onionless ring.
Fair point. That's a fair point.
You could just eat lard.
Fried lard? Yeah. I could get that at the Missouri State Fair. I'll look when I go back this summer.
All right.
I do have a thing on the G8 Summit meeting. Just because we
see, Plasey's real. Plasey keeps bringing it back to the summit because he's realized he's opened up Pandora's
box. No,
he's opened up Pandora's box.
I took blame last time. I said
we did nothing wrong.
Here's the thing: the date doesn't matter because within 5 minutes of the meeting starting, we're going to be posting videos,
right.
So people are going to know the date. That day, it's not going to be like 2 weeks later, we go, well, we had that meeting a couple weeks ago. We
Correct.
Finally
what are you meeting
it.
About?
It's a good, fun meeting. We don't
it's
want
fellowship.
100 people there. That's the gist of it. We love all the
but
listeners.
It's not really
love
a
the fan
meeting.
Page.
You're not discussing things that you're going to do.
Oh,
you're
just,
well, there'll be discussion.
Does someone keep
the
minutes?
Yes. Yeah, that's what Andy Hanselman does.
It's like St. Louis Country Club. We break up into groups and discuss things.
Big Al has offered to collapse the Biggie 7 if he can join the summit.
Again, Al draws a lot of attention to himself.
Mm-hmm.
Many members of the summit want to be kind of low-key.
Mm-hmm.
So much so that they wear masks.
Right.
Correct.
Because they will lose their jobs if people find out what it is
Cookie
they're up to.
Cookie just texted me and said, whoever has weed is in.
Really takes a lot to get
so
in, doesn't
funny.
It?
I love everybody on the summit, and I love everybody on the fan page. If you can get 5,000 members together,
do
I
it.
Would love that, but we just, you can't. And so that was...
That's why it started, yeah.
Yeah, that's why it started. We are all four different factions yeah. being started.
I would think we'll probably be at about 15 or 16 people with the significant others at this one.
I believe there's some animosity. Dave the Pipe Layer sends in a photo of him and about four other fellows, and he says, hopefully there won't be any problems with the new group. A that fistful is. Of fellas shows up at Hot Shots.
Well, that is true. He would destroy me.
Sounds like there's a bit of a duel here.
People don't like being left out.
I think that's
They're
what we're
not,
getting at.
Nobody's being left
oh,
out.
Oh, they are. Oh,
no,
gosh,
it originally
yeah.
started as a group of like-minded individuals that wanted to gather together.
Who are friends, by the way.
Correct.
Every single person in the G8 Summit is not just random listeners
right.
being put into a pot.
Well, wouldn't you
it's
say all listeners are friends?
Yes, I would.
Yeah, but we all haven't met each other.
Except Iggy and Gio Fanelli.
Mm. Yeah, the guy.
Yeah, they're sideways.
Guy from Jersey Shore. Gianni Fanelli. How's J-Well? Douche.
Grandpa's caddy's out. He says we've talked about it too much. He doesn't want to join.
Okay.
It's too much. Too much talk about it. All right.
Good play, Grandpa.
Gateway Buick GMC. There's never enough talk about. The home of the lifetime warranty. They're located in Hazelwood, Missouri, off I-270, McDonald Boulevard. Don Davis and his crew do an unbelievable job. They offer a lifetime warranty. Now, I've seen places say 2, 3, 5 year warranty, but not lifetime. And that's on any new or pre-owned. I said pre-owned, the type of program that goes hand-in-hand with their commitment to serving you, the customer. Check them out online at stlouisbuickgmc.com, or better yet, go in person. Just off I-270 and McDonald Boulevard, this is where the warranty is fantastic. Literally no extra cost to enjoy the coverage you can count on from the good folks at Gateway Buick GMC. Online at stlouisbuickgmc.com or call 888-865-9419. Good
okay.
people.
Oh, gosh, yeah, we've been up there a few times. They had that van that I wanted. They had that conversion van.
Now, see.
What were you going to do with the conversion
had a big
van?
Big TV.
What were you going to do with it?
You could cook.
You could tailgate at Rams games?
Oh, yeah. Well, not Rams, but Mizzou games.
One of the people that's involved in the summit is now texting me.
Oh, for
I thought we were
sakes.
Turning the page on that.
He says that somebody wants that his I'm going to use the term fiance, but I don't believe it.
Well, hold on a second, because now we know exactly who you're talking
well,
about.
Well, he wants his fiance. I shouldn't say fiance. He wants his girlfriend to be involved, and she was involved last time. Yes, she can come. We may have to open this up just to the whole thing.
are we doing a show for 10 people?
I don't know what we're going to do.
All right. Boy, it sounds like a big concern.
Because
we're going to be able to get two more chairs up to the table? Jeez, I don't know. Could we push a couple tables together? Boy, that'd be a toughie.
Have it on my patio. Then we have to cut it at like probably, I could probably fit 14 on there.
If we had it at the patio.
That would rile up the neighborhood.
How would the lesbians react that live next to you?
I don't know. They actually came over Tuesday night. They sat on the patio Tuesday.
They came over and hung with you.
Yeah, well, I kind of coaxed them into it.
Oh.
They bring their golf clubs?
You have softball?
Is he gunpoint?
No, we talk softball. She coaches a softball team, Linda Wood Belleville.
Of course.
Stunner.
One of them. No, the last time that I talked to one of them, Because I saw her out and I invited them to Gobble Bowl. After, sure. Well, that'll break the ice. Yeah. Charity thing, maybe a little.
Nice event like that.
Yeah. So she talked a little bit, the softball coach. And I said, I've never met your third roommate.
They have three.
Yeah, I met the two the night they moved in. I brought them over a bottle of wine, sure, welcomed them to the neighborhood.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. And they said, well, our third roommate isn't here. She's working. And,
well, yeah.
But when I was talking to the one last time about Gobble Bowl, she said that the one roommate worked at a wine shop.
Oh, nice.
Wine shop, yeah.
So I'm trying to find this bottle of 2012 Chateau Rossan Segla.
Well, that makes
Pardon
sense.
Pardon me.
Yeah. Sure.
Well, actually, I got some dude on Biff's patio for his Metallica party, and he's
you went to that?
I didn't go, but he kept sending me messages to get him on. He goes, I got a 24-ounce cowboy ribeye and an 18-ounce South African lobster tail if you get me on the party on the patio. I haven't heard from him since he got on the patio. And I said, just forget that stuff. Just find me a 2012 Chateau Rossan Segla. No response. So I hope he enjoyed the party.
Oh, that bastard.
But
oh, that bastard.
I put a note on their door the other day to the girl's name. I'm not going to give it out over the air.
I wouldn't.
Is that a sexy name?
Yeah, it is.
Got it.
And I said, I understand that you...
Do we have initials?
...work it.
What were her initials?
When you say on our door, do you mean you threw it through their window on a brick?
Yeah. No, their patio door faces my patio. Mm. It's maybe, okay. I would say it's probably 30 yards across the grass.
30 yards.
So...
About 90 feet.
Yeah.
He's measured it.
Little flip gap wedge. For me being a 9-iron.
Yeah.
Well, it was home to first.
So I just put a note on the door, said, I understand you work for a wine store. I'm looking for this bottle of 2012 Chateau Rossan Segla. Is there any way you can find out if you can get it for me?
Absolutely.
I said, you can just let me know. I hope you guys are doing well, blah, blah, blah.
That'd be fine.
So I said...
This was on a Post-it note?
No, I wrote a little letter. Put it in an envelope, put her name on it.
Taped
it to the door.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And so I was sitting on the patio...
Like
8 o'clock, sitting on the patio. I put on the door like 3.
Sure.
I don't know when they work, when they're home. I never see them.
Who knows? They're busy.
So I...
Well, you do know where they work.
One of them.
Where they were.
Work.
I said, I don't know where they were, when they're home. I don't know.
No, who could know?
So I see the door open. I see all three of them walk out and start walking toward the patio. So they... I said, hey.
Hey.
Welcome. Sit down.
What about the Gobble Bowl?
Yeah. So the little one who I'd never met.
You say little? How
like
little?
Elfish?
Well, she's a tiny little thing.
Like an elf.
Petite gal.
We're coming full circle here.
Great rack.
Okay.
But she said the word. She goes, I hope. When did you put that note up there? I want to sound like an a-hole. You know. Because sometimes we don't really come out of the patio. And
no.
I said, yeah, I put up the 3 weeks ago. Oh, no, I'm such an a-hole.
Oh.
I said, no, I actually put up this afternoon.
And everybody chuckled.
They chuckled.
Yeah.
And they kissed.
Then we started. Hey, why don't you two make out? So she said she would try to find the wine. And then we talked a little bit about, you know, what they've been doing all summer or spring and softball.
What
doing
have they
a lot
been
of
doing?
Traveling.
They've been doing playing softball. That was it?
She coaches softball, her friend is her assistant coach. And then the other one works at the wine shop. So
perfect.
We talked about that, and they talked. I actually told them that you've been a conversation on the radio show.
How did they take that?
Well, I didn't say what...
Program?
Well, I didn't say that I said these lesbians won't come talk to me.
Right.
I said that, you know, I just said that I have these three very lovely ladies that have moved to next door, and they never come over and talk to me. Oh, we're so busy, we're never home. So they were very friendly. We had a nice conversation, a nice chat. And
do you expect them to be a Gobble Bowl?
Softball's a demanding sport.
That's in November.
I understand.
They didn't come to the last one.
No, they didn't.
And they were invited. But at least now I know if they see,
I'll be there.
If they're outside, they'll come by and say hi. And I said, hey, I said, we're always on the patio. I said, neighbors, you know, we have a pretty good group here in our little eight.
Got your
apartment.
Own G8 Summit, yeah.
Our little, well, we do have, there's eight of them. Yeah. No, there's actually 12. And we're pretty nice with most people. So we'll come on my patio and have a beer. If you ever see us out here, we're barbecuing or whatever, just feel free to come on up.
Just drop on by.
Yeah. So
don't wear your spikes, though.
So the ice is broken. They did show up on the patio. But I feel like I coaxed them in. If I wouldn't have put a note up there saying I'm looking for a bottle of wine, they're probably not coming out of the patio.
Every great relationship starts somewhere.
Yeah, I had to give it a little kick in the ass to start.
Yep.
Did you ever find that bottle of wine?
It just happened the other day.
It just happened Tuesday, so I don't...
Have you asked the listeners maybe to get it for you or to find it?
I don't think you should drink anything from the listeners.
I don't do the...
That would be best.
Kind of
like school, they don't bring the homemade goods anymore.
That's true.
No, I don't... I did ask for the Nintendo Classic, which...
And they came through for you.
Yes, and Matt Bowles at Hanks took care of me.
Well, Matty Bowles at Hanks just texted in and said, Jesus, Iggy, you're hanging ransom notes on the door of your neighbors that hate you.
No, I didn't say they hate me. I'm just saying they just never talk to me.
I think they keep to themselves.
They can't hate a person they don't know.
They're going through...
No, maybe once they know me, they'll hate me, but they can't hate me if they don't know me.
They're thinking about lineup possibilities.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, that could be it. A lot of traveling.
Shifting for the big pull hitters.
A lot of shifting.
52 chicks on the team, so there's a lot of... They got JV and varsity, so there's a lot of roster moves that had to be made. But, sure. Yeah, the little one they said keeps to herself a lot. She doesn't really...
Well, they wear her out.
314 says, God, this is a pathetic story, especially when you factor in that he's embellishing it by the standard Iggy 70%. I'm going to give that one a text of the day, a complimentary cheesesteak at the post.
Stay posted.
Well, I was going to get a picture, and I didn't know how to... Can I get a picture with you three so I can put it on the fan, I can put it on the fan page and let people know that you three exist?
Maybe invite
them.
We all want to see the picture.
If today's going, they're going to be asking to go to the summit.
So, yesterday was National Selfie Day. Maybe you get them back today and say, hey, I missed it by a day. Can we pose for this picture?
Yeah, let's get a selfie, you three.
I think just put another note on their door and said, hey, I meant to mention this yesterday, but I've been taking photos of you. Do you mind if I put them on the fan page?
Right.
As if they've already happened. I think that's a good play.
No, I haven't taken any photos of them. No, but they were very lovely. They were fun to talk to. And hopefully we can be friends now. Whenever they see me, they can come hang out for a beer or a glass of wine or... And hopefully she'll find that bottle for me because I'm having all kinds of trouble finding it.
What was the name of it again?
It's 2012 Chateau Rossan Seigle.
Now, what makes that so damn special?
That's the year I graduated from Mizzou.
It's just a wine that
is
I...
Is it really?
Yeah. It's just a wine that I've that I got to love when I lived in Bermuda.
Before they kicked him out of the country.
Well, I probably told this story, too. But
well, we don't have time for that. We're going to have to wait for tomorrow because we got to get to email of the day.
We drank a lot of... Oh, I didn't look at the time.
Yep.
I drank a lot of that down in Bermuda, so I fell in love with that wine, and it's kind of hard to find here.
Well, maybe we get the Bermuda story in full here.
No, that's it. Tomorrow. I fell in love with that.
Well, there's got to be more to it than that.
I fell in love. I changed price tags from $26 to $1.99. Just take the Paul Masson tag off onto the Chateau Rossan Seigle.
That's shop.
They fall for that, huh?
That's shop.
Well, the girls are running the counter.
I don't know that it's shop. They really get away with it.
I did that to a $400 grill that I got for $80. So
no, you didn't.
Oh, that's
no, you didn't.
That's they'll lock you up for doing that.
They haven't.
What did they have?
Well, they didn't catch you.
Was it a yard sale or something? What kind of stickers are they putting on these things?
It's at Walmart, man.
You took a sticker off an $80 grill and put it on a $400 grill.
Yeah.
Don't say yeah.
He said,
like that makes it okay.
Yeah.
You guys say yeah. Tell the policeman yeah.
Yeah.
You did that. See if they think that's a funny thing.
Are you, sir? Did we just catch you shopping the thing? Yeah.
Oh, you can go.
Changing the price tags on things—that's serious business.
I knew a guy once who got arrested for trying to shoplift a paintball gun out of Walmart. That's the kind of people that I knew back home.
Did you do it, fellow? Yeah.
How do you sneak a paintball gun out? It's in like one of those huge boxes. That'd be pleasant. Yeah. All right, we have apparently have a little bit more fun with audio before we get to email of the day. This is an awkward moment from last night's NHL Awards, and it's a presentation by, is it one of the, who's presenting here?
The presenter?
Well, it's
Sneaky,
someone,
just
it's
talk for
athlete.
Sneaky, talk for 1 second.
Because he had it up there featuring Allie Raceman. Now, she, if you guys don't know, is a famous gymnast.
Sure.
And she's been posting a lot of her ass on Instagram lately.
Oh, is she the one who's doing that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm on stage with one of the old greats, Marcel Dion.
Thank you. And I am excited to be on stage with three-time Olympic gold medalist. Look at those legs.
Oh, you can't say that.
Wow.
You cannot say that.
Look at the stems.
I don't... Oh.
Or that ass.
Look, I don't think...
Good for him.
I don't think Ali Raceman's the one who's been posting the videos. I think that's another gymnast, isn't it?
I thought it was Allie Raceman.
Well, I don't want to say she's been
arguing about
bad
what
videos.
Gymnast has been posting
Iggy,
their ass.
No, Iggy's thinking of Michaela Maroney.
Oh, I could
Who?
Be right.
Yes, and I don't want to slander Allie Raceman because she's an upstanding individual.
Well, I'm not slandering her. If she She's got an ass, doesn't she?
Got nice legs.
Well, we all do.
Yeah, you're right. It was it. You're, you know, it's the Maroney girl.
Was Musburger? Was the draft? Was this in Las Vegas? Because yeah. Musburger's in Las Vegas, and that if Musburger was at that award show, he's standing up out of his seat with that comment. He's he's all in on that.
So I apologize to Allie Raceman. It's Mulroney, who does have a great ass.
You lied again.
I didn't lie. I just got the wrong person. It was the right sport.
All I'm saying is that these kind of things, they're not viewed as one. They're just they're all lumped together, and that's why you have people who doubt some of your stories.
Well, that's
that are
not
true.
My story. It's a gymnast from that team is posting her ass.
But it's not.
I got
Allie
the
Raceman.
Wrong one. But it's happening. That's so I'm not lying.
Is that wrong for Marcel Dionne to say that?
Well, in this day and age, it probably is. There'll be somebody who'll say, oh, my God, he was objectifying her.
He was complimenting her.
Yeah, but you can't do that either. All
right. Especially after she called him old. He has a defense there. Let's get to emails of the day.
Yeah, you don't want
to. Oh, I need to say this. Stephen Wildwood, by the way, leads this month with 6 wins. Plops and Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech both have 3 wins. Matt, who bowls at Hanks, is still in the mix. He's got 2 victories in the month of June.
Hey, boys. You know what you want. Just give it a shot. Spread your cheeks, Doug. I'm coming in hot.
Who is it? That's an
Thanks. Applause. That is from Stubby Clap.
Stubby Clap got suspended. Stubby Clap got suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name will be in the Hot Shots leather-bound suspension log. You and I don't expect it feels very good.
Guys, Plops here. I'm debating whether or not to renew my online subscription to wellhungboardop.com. I'm all about diversity, but it seems like they've been featuring button pushers from the Mid-South region a lot lately. And that's fine and dandy, but it's like freckled ginger overload. For the love of God, would it kill them to sprinkle in some of the overnight crew from 104.7 The Beat in Atlanta or Hot 95.5 in Oakland? You catch my drift? Daddy likes a little dark meat with his Thanksgiving taters, a few less Tommies, and a few more Terrences. Is that a crime? Thanks. Glad to be here. That is from Misty Plops.
Plops.
Misty Plops.
That was one, Plops. That was the first Misty Plops email I went through without a type or without a mess up on my part.
Way to go, Plowsy.
Nice reading.
So the Harlem Globetrotters beat the Generals, and we're supposed to have a parade down Market? Reverend Jim Jones is waiting over at Mobile on the Run so you people can buy your 50-cent Kool-Aids because the Cardinals were able to score 6 runs off some double-A pitcher of the Phillies. I'm sure Ben Fredbergson and his merry band of Cardinal apologists will ink some praise for our Cardinal because we won 2 in a row. But do they know who they are playing for? Best fans in baseball. And Jerko, 2 home runs in 2 games? Finally, I guess when you're on the road, you don't have to get up in the middle of the night and breastfeed that baby. You can focus on your job. Okay. Tired of it. Stephen Wildwood.
Stephen Wildwood.
Ben Fredbergson. Hot. I love it. Morn. I like sports. I like feet. I like guys. I like when hot guys stick their hooves into my steamy brown meat crack.
No.
Sup, Jay? Think about it.
Tunnels.
Yep.
Tunnels. 12,000 has been suspended.
Why?
Of 2 days' time.
By the way, here's a picture of Allie Raceman's ass, so she is doing it.
She does have an ass,
well,
Allie Raceman.
That's not what you were talking about. No, that's the ESPN body issue. Everybody does that.
Yes, but she has shown her ass, so.
Not everybody does.
Well, everybody with a nice body.
Right.
Hey, guys. Grade A heel turn this morning. You seemingly went from talking about the Cardinals to a deep dive into penis museum, possible boob museums, a sex fantasy land, tantric sex coach, and then capped it off with Iggy's fake story of his first trip to Hito. Here's the real story of Iggy's encounter. It was many years ago, and Iggy went to Sandals, Jamaica. After getting kicked out of the kiddie pool for drinking too much wine and playing Marco Polo with the kids, he found himself wandering the beach. Where can a leather-faced guy like me fit in? He asked himself. He walked until he stumbled upon a new beach at Hito, feeling bad for this walker's catcher's mitt, a nice couple invited him to the hot tub, where Iggy, who is blind, drunk, and creepy as the day is long, felt up this dude's wife. Taking exception, the man speedbagged Iggy's face, causing a severe memory loss, resulting in all his BS stories over the years. He was then banned from the property for life. That's why he doesn't go back anymore. From the shaft daddy of the Mound City, Mr. Nipples. P.S. Just kidding, Iggy. You are the man.
Mr. Nipples.
It's a good email, though.
It's a great email.
It's okay.
Howdy. What the devil is Charlie doing in Iceland? Did he go to Ancestry.com and trace his roots back to Hager and the Horrible? Hager the Horrible? Is that right? Hager?
Yes,
Hager.
Let's go with it.
Okay, just want to make sure. I googled Iceland just for kicks. Their chief exports are peanut butter parfaits and dilly bars. Icelanders do believe in elves. They tried to get the keyboard to move his tree there, but the little fella said the conditions were too frigid to get their magic ovens up to optimum temperature for soft batch cookies. Iceland has one golf course famous for its island hole. The hard part is getting to the green. You have to run it over an ice ramp on a snowmobile going 60 miles an hour. Many have died trying to birdie 17. If most Icelanders get high, Plowsy should move there and become king. They could fashion him a crown made from snow cone cups and pot leaves. He could sit on his throne with his queen by his side, York, looking lovely as ever in a dead swan dress. Thank you. That is from Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Bill Pullman's Independence Day
And we have
speech.
One more, if that's okay.
All right,
there's a lot of good ones, too, that we're not going to... Good morning, fellas. I PLTD'd this morning, or the show yesterday, and realized that the media in this market is too damn soft. It's time to hold yous accountable. Plowboy, enough with the cuckold shtick. You have no idea what you're talking about. A cuckold is a husband that has been cheated on by his wife. That's it. Stop it. Iggy, your garden sucks. You can't complain about not having seen a rabbit in years, and then also complain about you saw that said rabbit. Make up your damn mind. Ben Fred, the Goober Burger may be the worst sandwich I've ever eaten in my entire life.
Slander.
Let's take a dried out, burnt patty, throw some chunky peanut butter on it. Awful. And Doug, this hole isn't going to fill itself. Knuckles, dingle my berries.
Knuckles?
And that's what we have for emails.
Strong batch there.
Strong batch, I would agree.
I'm going to go ahead and do it first. I think this is the first time. I'm going to vote for Tunnels 12,000.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you can't. He got suspended.
I thought I still could.
Yeah, no, he's suspended. No, I'm going to go with Mr. Nipples. Sorry, Iggy. You're the best.
No, it was a good email.
I guess I'd have to go with Mr. Nipples as well.
That's who I'm going to go for as
Mr.
well.
Mr. Nipples.
Mr. Nipples. What does he win? Email of the day wins a free Lemmings Lounge from Hot Shots. They're the sponsor of the email of the day. And the Lion's Choice is the sponsor of the Lion's Choice Handoff. The Frank Cusimano Show featuring Frank Cusimano. I mean, the Hollywood Casino Press Box is coming up next. We'll see you guys again on Friday. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After.